The death tax, back in congressional crosshairs. With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. Senator John Thune, a Republican out of South Dakota, and 40 colleagues have now reintroduced legislation to permanently repeal the federal estate tax. The Death Tax Repeal Act would end a tax that hits family-run farms, ranches, and businesses hard after the owner's death. According to Thune, agriculture is the backbone of the rural American economy. He adds that family-owned farms and ranches often bear the brunt of this tax, which makes it difficult and costly to pass these businesses down to future generations. Todd Wilkinson, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says no cattle producers should ever be forced to sell their family's farm or ranch to pay a tax bill due to the death of a family member. Repealing the death tax is a common sense way to keep the farm or ranch in the family, Wilkinson says, adding that as a land-based, capital-intensive industry, most cattle families are asset-rich and cash-poor, with few options to pay tax liabilities. As of 2023, the federal estate tax ranges from rates of 18% to 40% and generally only applies to assets over $12.92 million. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag News. For more information, visit aginfo.net. I'm Haley Shipp.